But our mother used to have like a hole in the wall. Used to, in the doorpost, used to scratch out a hole there and put the mezuzah in the hole. So who has to make the hole? That's the shayla. Omer the Rosh Hashanah in Yisur, we learned. Dover shein ma'isumin secher aseyu. V'hainam elav ma'isurumin hu. Here it's not only the professional. Anybody can make a hole there. So therefore, pshita, the secher has to do it. V'hainam elav ma'isurumin hu. Ef shehu, the gufsa, the kanya. Kistan put it in there, Rashi says, v'telo aysoy. Put it in there into a wooden tube-like. The gufsa, the kanya, wooden tube. And just hang it there. So the kid said, you do not need a ma'isumin, therefore the secher has to do it. Turn around, but like this. If you rent the house to your friend, the renter has to put up a mezuzah. When he leaves his house, that's the lacha. Even though it's your mezuzah, you're not allowed to take it with you when you leave. But if you know a guy is going to move in, or a guy owns the house, then you're allowed to take the mezuzah with you. In other words, if the Jew owns it and another Jew is going to move in there, so you're not allowed to take the mezuzah off. And it happened once a person did take off his mezuzah, and his onus was he buried his own wife, died with his two kids. It's a stira. It's the opposite. Like you just said by a guy, you weren't allowed to take it away, and now you say a guy got punished for taking it off. It's a stira. It's the opposite. But there it is, we're going, the case was in the Reisha, where there was a Jew there, and a Jew's going to move in, so then you have the right to take the mezuzah with you. What are we talking about? If you rented the chotzer, and if the rent is acted there, so then his manure, Amayisha Balabayis, Pshita belongs to the secher, it's his animals. You didn't rent out the chotzer to the seicher. The turah the masker, and the animals belong to the owner. Again, shita vader, it's his manure. It's his. Let's read the chiddush is the chotzer the masker, that the chotzer belongs to the masker, to the owner. The turah the yosem yalma, and the axes that came there are hefka, comes from the rest of the world. Come on, boy. So that's the shayla. Who owns it? The masker owns it. That's the chiddush here. Since the maskir, the owner, owns the chotzer, he did not rent out the chotzer, and now a behemah shel hefka walked into your field and made manure there, the lacher is, the owner owns it. His chotzer is kind for him.
If a person says in the morning that all the mitzias, if anything that comes into my chotzer, I want to be kind with, even though I'm not there, I want my chotzer to be kind with for me. So it says here, lo yom maklum, he didn't say anything. So the question is why? That chatzer shalodim koine loy shalemi daitoi, that his chatzer is koine of him without his das. Amala yom aklum, so why is the law? He didn't say anything. Like why not? Why shouldn't his chatzer be koine of him? So Mar says, I'll tell you, hocha b'may askinon. You know what we're talking about over here? The chatzer sheinu mishtameres. It's a chatzer that's not being watched. Let's say it doesn't have walls around it, whatever it is. Is not watched from other people. So chotzer sheinu mishtameres, that's why it's not koneh for the owner. Simur says no, because ihochi, if that's the pshat, eimu seifu, what does it say in the sefer over here? It says, yotzel l'shem mitziyah bi'ir. If like in the city, it went out a name that he lost the mitziyah, or that there's a mitziyah inside his field, then the vor of kayamim, then what's inside his field, he's taka koneh, then his chotzer is koneh for him. Like if everybody in the city talks about that there's a mitziyah in his chotzer, then tak is konrad. So the question is why? So the Gemara answers, kivon the yotzel l'shem mitziyah bi'ir, since everybody in the city knows that there's a mitziyah inside his chotzer, is so mivda b'dili in shemino, so people know to stay away from his chotzer, as if to say, he has it already, the mitziyah is his. Therefore, the heavy law ki chotzer mishtemeres, therefore this chotzer now comes like a chotzer mishtemeres, like it's watched from other people. People won't come into the chotzer, so therefore we say the chotzer is kona. So therefore there's no stira. Where it's not mishtameris at all, a chotzer is not kona for you. But here it's considered like it's mishtameris, therefore it's kona for you. Alright, we'll stop here.
In the middle of the Gemara, Meitzvei, Yakuf Beis Amar Aleph, Meitzvei, Zevel HaYotze Min HaTanar U Min HaKirayim, it says that the Zevel, the dirt, that comes out of the ashes that you find inside an oven or inside a kirai in the stove, the hakolit min avir, or else the ashes that go through the air, like harehu shalai, it belongs to the seicher. If you rent a house and you find these things there, you're allowed to keep it. It belongs to you. V'shebarefes, v'shebachotzer, shebalabayis. But the manure or the esher that you find in the refes, this mustam is in the corral where the animals are, or else in the chotzer, the back, the front yard of the house, that belongs to the balabos. So the manure that you find there belongs to the balabayis. Now the question is, v'yemi solohod the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef Bechanina said, the Yomah that he says, Chatzer shalodim koinu lo shloimi daitoi, that if you own the chotzer, anything that comes into it, even without your das, it's kind of for you. Like your chotzer is like your shliach. So if you own like him, if so, koilet meyazir. What happened here? The ashes that are going through the air, and the seicher, the one that's renting the house, he finds it. So it says he's allowed to keep it. So the question is, amai harayu shaloi? Why is the seicher? Why could the renter keep it? Rashi says the case really is, v'hakoilet meyazir means, shekibu gulolim, v'tachli, shenosan kli bi'avir, v'kibu gulolim v'tachli. The animal is letting out the manure, the animal is letting it out, and you, the seicher, you come there with a kli and put it underneath him, and you take it away, so it says you're allowed to keep it. Now the question is why? The chura, as soon as it comes out of the animal, it's like in the avir of the onus chotzer. So the question is, hamai harayu shaloi, why does these gololim belong to the seicher, to the renter? Avir chatzerihu. The chura, when it comes out of the animal, first it goes into the ear of the chotzer of the balabos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, the chotzer should be kind of for the owner, not for the renter. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaya b'madde kli b'shulei parah." We're talking about that he put the kli mamish right underneath the parah itself. So therefore, Rashi says b'shulei parah means somach l'mikveho, right by the pot where it comes out of the animal. The leka avir, it's called like the galula, the galula, the manure that doesn't come out into the air, but it comes right into your kli. So that's why the seicher gets it.
It's like a kabbalah.
But it, right, the enochanami, if it would go into the avir first, maybe the chotzer would be kind for him. Then Rava says no. Rava Omar, avir, air, when it's coming into the air, shein seifel anuach, if it's not oimed to rest on the ground, lav kemunach dami, that's not called like it's in your chotzer. In other words, when something comes, flies into your chotzer, and it's going to fall on the floor, then we say, as soon as it comes into the air, it's like it's fell on the floor already, so your kind of belongs to you. But here, the renter already put a kli underneath it. So when it comes down in the air, it's not going to fall on the ground, it's going to fall into his kli. So since it's not aimed to fall into the ground, that's lav kemunach dami, that's not a kli in the chotzer. Now the Gemara says, is that so poshut? Or me poshut le'en l'rova, is that so poshut to rova? For me boyi boyi lo, they ask this for shaila. The boyi rova rova asked the shaila. Zorak arnaki. The pesach zeh. If somebody threw a wallet, you threw an arnaki. That was hefka, and you threw it the pesach zeh. The yotzus of the pesach zeh, it went straight through your house, straight through your apartment. Ma, what's the locha? Are you kinder it or not? A wallet of hefka went flying through your house and went in one window and came out the other window. So the shayla is avir shein seifel anuach kemunach dami. It's not going to land in your house. It's going to go from one window straight out the other window. So since it's not going to land, is it still called when it's in your house, like it's on the ground, that it could be kosher for you? Or lav kemunach dami. Or maybe no, it's not called like it's munach for you. So he asked for shayla rova. Gemara says it's a big difference. Hosom le nisak v'le nidi. Over there, it's not going to stop at all. There, the shayla was is going straight through the house. It's not going to stop at all. That's why there he had a shayla. But hakol nisak kli. Here, there was a hefsek of a kli, like something did stop it. So, mainly here, it's a shayla. Is it called kemunach dami or not? Or better still, over there, he had a first shayla because there's nothing stopping it. Like, there's no hefsek. True, it's not going to land on the ground. But there's nothing blocking it from the ground. But over here that there's a kli, mastic, here that there's a kli underneath to receive the manure before it goes into the ground, therefore it's not called in your chotzer. Here for sure, the chotzer is not kona. But here, since there's a hefsik from the ground, therefore the avir is not kona. Now, v'sheba refers v'sheba chotzer. Harei elu sheba labayis,
But if the galolim are in the corral, or it's in your chutz, so then it belongs to the balabos. What do you need two things for? Let's just say one. What do you have the two cases for? What do you have to say refes, and what do you have to say chutz for? On the rabbi Yehochikom, this is what it means to say. It means one thing. It means if you have your corral that's in your chutzar, you're the owner, so them shita, the manure that's there, belongs to you. Your chutzar is kind of for you. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, here we have a proof that Hamaskir Chatzay Roistam, if you rent out your chutzar stam, you want to rent this chutzar, it says, okay. Lahiska refeshabo, you do not rent out also the corral. Because here we're saying now the manure inside the corral belongs to the owner. Even though he rented out the chotzer, so the pshat is, if you don't speak out, I'm renting you the corral, you only mean your chotzer and not the corral. The corral still belongs to you. Next, they have another kasha. Yoine shayvech, yoine aliyah. You have these pigeons, yoine shayvech. Rashi says, shenavakshim zenaseyim besodeh. They look for the food out in the fields. Or kineyem b'shayvech. And they have that in their net, in their... where they live is in the shevich, that's on top of the wall.
A nest.
A nest, right. The nest is in the wall. Or else, v'yoyni aliyah, they have the nest on the above, on the top story, is chayevet bishluach. You should know there's a mitzvah, shluach hakan. Rashi says hakan, in revetus ala beitzim. If in this nest the mother is lying on top of the eggs, the karinim bay is called ki yikora. It's called like you meet up with something. Prat le mezumin. The lav mezumin inu. If these things are not called mezumim, they're not called like you own it. Lachah shluach hakan is only if you meet a nest, you meet up with a bird that doesn't belong to you. But if it's yours, then there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. There it says that yoyne shadach yoyne aliyah chayevis b'shluach, there's a mitzvah shluach. V'yasuras b'gezel, and you're not allowed to steal it from the owner, mifnei darkei shalom, because of derech shalom, you're not allowed to steal it. Now, v'yimisa liyodiyom rabbi yosef ben chanina, that what? That chatzeira shalodim koinu loy shloimi daitoi, that the nest, since it's in your chotzer, l'chur, whatever's in your chotzer is kona for you. It's kona for the shleimi daitoi. If so, kori kan, which you call here, the potzik of ki kore, prat lemezumin, that the mitzvah shluach hakan is only if it doesn't belong to you. But once you own it, it's your bird, then there's no more mitzvah shluach hakan. And here it says, even though the mother has its nest in your chotzer, still there's a mitzvah shluach hakan. L'chur, why? You own it. Amarova, Beitza, Vitsiyasa, Ruba, Hudiyachayvlo, Vishaluach. Hatei Beitza, when Rova of the egg comes out, that's when there's a mitzvah shluach, to send away the mother. O Nikno Lekanya, Adonokhul Chatzeroi. And you're not kind of the egg until it comes into your chatzer yet. So the kids said there's a time when the egg right away comes out of the mother, right then there's a mitzvah of shluachakan. Rashi says, Mitsiyas Ruba, Karinam Bo Oy Beitzim. In the case when the mother, like is given, the egg is coming out, so while the egg is coming out, when Rove comes out, it's called it's out. So if you want to grab the mother now, you have to first throw the mother away and then take the eggs. And the eggs, like, did not come out completely yet, that your chutzpah is not cornered for you. If that's the case that the eggs don't belong to you, there's a mitzvah shluach. Now, v'chi ketoni chayevus b'shluach, when do we learn the mitzvah that says v'chi shluach hakan? Mikme delech l'chatzeroi, before it falls into your chotzer. Fred Gemari Hochi is so, we're talking about, before these eggs, like, come out completely from the mother, before they fall into your chotzer, sa'amaya surus mishum gezel. Why is it us to steal it then? Why can't somebody steal it? You don't own it. It didn't come into your chotzer yet. Now, the Gemara A'imon, that it says you can't steal, it means the mother you can't steal. But the eggs, there's no issur gezel on. The boy says another territory is liyola ma beitzim. Yes, we're talking about the eitzim, the beitzim, it's a gezel. You can't steal it. Now, umida nofik ruba daitilei. Since rove of the egg came out already, the owner has not to keep it. Therefore, there's an issur gezel. Somebody else can't take it. Now, but your chotzer is not kona yet because it didn't come out completely. It didn't land on the ground yet. But v'hashta the amr of Yudam Arab. Now that Rav Yudam Arav said, also liskos bebeitim, kol zaman shein revetus aleim, kol zaman the mother is lying on top of the eggs. You're not allowed to be kind of the eggs. Shenem HaKotapos, it says, shaleach the shalach esem, v'hoder es abonim tikach l'chor. That means, kol zaman the mother is on top of the eggs, you're not allowed to take the eggs. What you have to do is first send away the mother, and then take the eggs. So before you send away the mother, you can't take the eggs. Therefore, the chotzer is not kona, the eggs don't belong to you. If so, afilo teima de nofel ola kateroi. Even if you want to say these eggs fell into your chotzer, but kol heicha di ihu motzi zokalei, whenever you are allowed to be zocher in the eggs, chatzera zokalei, then the chotzer is also zocher for you. But the kol heicha di ihu le motzi zokalei, but here, when the mother is lying on top of the eggs, that you are not allowed to take the eggs, so you can't be zocher in the eggs. If so, chatzera nami le zocholei, who are then your chotzer also can't be zocher in these eggs for you. That's why there's a mitzvah shluch akan here. The yachifrat gemara asuras bezgezem of ledake sholom lechura ida sholcha gezem yal yehavi monashach. If the yonah sent away the mother already and then he's cornered the eggs, so it's gezel gomer, you mamish own it. Ida loy shulcha, if the yonah did not send away the mother, her boy shaluchay, you have to send it away. Says so, then there shouldn't be an issue gezel. Rashi says, her boy shaluchay v'yikis tashlech tashalech. What does the bottom tikak lecho? Or my yiri gezel? Like, what do you have to say? Sosa mishim gezel. It's also to take it because there's a mitzvah shluch hakan. So Gemara says we're talking about now the koton de lav bar shluchu.
In other words, the one that picked up this bird was a koton. So therefore, he's lav bar shluch. So therefore, I have to tell us there's an issue gezel. So Gemara asks the question: koton the bar darke shalomu? Is a koton like a bar darke shalomu? If he took it, we tell him he has to return it because of darke shalom. He doesn't know what he did. So Gemara says, "Hakikom, this is the pshat. Oviv shokotan, the father of this cotton that took the bird, chayiv lahachzeloi. The father has to return it to the owner. Mevnei dakisholim. So there should be peace. In other words, there is an iksaz gezel, like midrabbanan mishum dakisholim. We don't want this kid to take away the bird. Therefore, the father has to return it."